Quiet, please. Quiet, please. American Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper, and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for today is called The Venetian Blind Man. Now, I very seldom make mistakes. In fact, I never made a mistake in my life until a few weeks ago, when I made rather an idiot of myself before a large radio audience by dying. It embarrassed me no end, as Mr. Ivor Lamb of London, England sometimes says, when I came to life again. Came to life to realize that I was not a victim of an aortic aneurysm, as I thought, and that I had fallen a victim to what Miss Tissy Williams of New York sometimes calls a tummy ache. By the way, it's Miss Williams' birthday today. You see, I had established something of a reputation as the man who knows everything. And an episode of this sort doesn't do my reputation any good. Oh, alas. Alas, not to mention a lack-a-day. By the way, just to refresh your memory, allow me to reintroduce myself. The name is Charles W. Afternoon, formerly of Tarzana, California. My business? Why, I'm the man who knows everything. Isn't that enough? What do I know? Why, for example, it rained on Easter in Chicago in 1929. Lieutenant Colonel Dewey Sykes of Salinas, California, was once a trumpeter in the cavalry. Mrs. John M. Gore, wife of the well-known realtor of Pekin, Illinois, has a broken arm. Her maiden name, by the way, was Ruth Etkins. A pair of oversized rubbers in a closet in Mr. Willis Cooper's office were left there by the Reverend Julian Mattern of Perth Amboy, New Jersey. There's a small hole in your left sock. Mr. John P. Marquand, the eminent novelist, is under the impression that the Duesenberg automobile is a foreign car, while it was always manufactured in Indianapolis, Indiana. And Miss Cecile Tregesant, my beautiful secretary, is listening at the keyhole of my office door.
I just wanted to know
what I was going to say about you, Miss Tregesant. You have already heard. Yes, you may go out and get a cup of coffee and a piece of pineapple upside down cake. Just a moment, Miss Tregesant. You lost your purse in car 6114 of the 4th Avenue local subway train coming to work this morning.
Oh.
Here's a dollar, which you will forget to return to me. Unfortunately, that is not true. You will forget it until Flag Day, which is June 14th. At that time, you will be in Vancouver, British Columbia, discussing employment with Major Dick Despector of Station CJOR. After that, you will forget it permanently.
I'm sorry, Mr. Afternoon.
Now, if you will admit the gentleman who is waiting to see me.
There is
no... Oh, yes, there is, Miss Tregesant. His name is Michael Parmesani, although for reasons of his own, which I will not go into, he prefers to call himself Mike Pampson.
Yes, sir. Come in, Mr. Pampson.
Grazie, signorina. Good afternoon. Io voglio.
I know what you want, Signor Parmesani.
Pampson.
Help Mr. Pampson to a chair, Miss Tregesant.
Thank you horribly.
Nada, senor.
That's Spanish, Miss Tregesant.
Oh?
Mr. Pampson is Italian.
Really? Che va piano, va sano, Mr. Pampson.
Che va sano, va lontano, signorina. Non è vero?
Miss Tregesant doesn't know what that means, Mr. Pampson. It was the motto of her high school class, but she hasn't the faintest idea what it means.
Did I swear?
You may be excused, Miss Tregesant. And take an aspirin for your headache.
I forgot my headache.
I didn't.
Thank you, Mr. Afternoon.
Mr. Afternoon. Are we alone?
Except for our radio audience, Mr. Thompson.
I had forgotten them.
You must never forget them, Mr. Thompson.
I have a matter of great importance to consult you about.
I know what it is, Mr. Thompson. You?
No. No. Please.
I know who you are, Mr. Thompson.
Will you ask the gentleman at the organ to play a little louder, Mr. Afternoon, so that we will not be overheard?
If you wish. Mr. Berman, will you play a trifle louder, please?
Not better, I don't want anybody to know.
Thank you, Mr. Berman.
I am in danger of my life. You stopped too soon, Mr. Berman. That I am in danger of my life.
Never mind, Bert.
By this time, we all know that Mr. Thompson is in danger of his life, or rather that he thinks he is.
I am.
Take it easy, Mr. Thompson. Orville is still in bed.
I hope he falls out and breaks his neck.
You hate Orville.
I have reason to hate Orville.
So you say.
So I mean.
Did he give you that nice scar in your intercostal region?
Yeah, he... Where?
This, your nice scar.
Oh, you know I got a nice scar in my intercostal... on my ribs, Mr. Afternoon.
Why, I know everything, Mr. Thompson.
Yeah, he gave me that.
I even know who you are, Mr. Thompson.
Whispering.
No. You are a Venetian, Mr. Thompson.
I am from Venice.
You do not see very well.
I am blind, Mr. Afternoon.
Then you are the Venetian blind man.
Too late, Mr. Berman. Everybody heard that.
And I'm afraid I can't help you, Mr. Thompson.
You must help me, Mr. Afternoon.
It can't be done. Good day, sir.
You're going to send me out to be murdered?
No, I'm not sending you anywhere, Mr. Thompson.
But I will be murdered. Orville will murder me.
It is useless to try to entrap me into a statement, Mr. Patson.
I will pay you large sums of money.
I already have large sums of money.
You know everything, Mr. Afternoon.
Yes? I know everything.
You know whether I'm going to be murdered or not.
Yes, I do.
Am I?
I won't tell you.
You don't know.
Oh, yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Mr. Benson, I will give you an example of what I know.
All right. Go on.
Your great-grandfather was Dante Alighieri Ravenscroft.
Dante? Yeah. Yeah. How do you know?
You will admit I am right, Mr. Thompson.
Yes, but what difference does
it make? It makes a great deal of difference. Please go away.
What if I do not choose to go away, Mr. Afternoon?
Well, I will take steps.
You call the police?
No.
What will you do then?
Well, I have my own way of ending this scene.
What way?
Don't you ever listen to the radio?
Certainly, but...
Well, then, all
right. No. Don't do that to me.
Will you go?
No.
Very well, then, I have no alternative. End the scene, Mr. Berman.
My, that was clever, Mr. Watson.
Nice watchman.
Was he a scallywag, Mr. Watson?
Yes.
I just knew he was.
I'll do the knowing around here, Miss Clagerton.
Yes, Mr. Watson.
Do you know something, Miss Clagerton?
No, Mr. Watson.
I think you're a very common young woman, Miss Clagerton.
How nice, Mr. Watson.
What would you do, Miss Clagerton, if I kissed you? What am I saying? I know what you'll do. Lean over, Miss Clagerton.
Well, what do you know?
My darling, I know when it's 12 o'clock in New York, it's 8 p.m. in Oslo. And I know that aspirin is acetylsalicylic acid ester. And I know that television is here to stay. And that Norman Foster, the movie director, is married to Sally Blaine. And Loretta Young is her sister. And I know that there's a hotel in Montgomery, Alabama, called the Jefferson Davis. And that Mr. Walter Craig, the advertising man, was once a song and dance man. And I know Burgess Meredith's first name is Oliver. And that you can get genuine Schweppes ginger beer in this country again. And I know that Lieutenant Commander M.C. Kelly's initials stand for Marion Cecil. And Pete Martin's office is in room 300 at the RCA building in New York.
And... You know what those two Venetian blind men are going to do in the other room?
Certainly I know.
They're awfully quiet.
They're talking. They'll figure it out.
What will Orville do to them this afternoon?
Orville won't do anything.
Won't he?
No. They'll do it themselves.
Do what?
Listen.
Who is it?
It's Bert Berman again.
He's playing his sad music.
Wait. Yes, gentlemen?
Mr. Noon.
Yes?
We discovered something.
Yes?
You're not either one of us the Venetian blind man.
Of course not. I knew that.
I didn't know he wasn't.
And I didn't know he was.
He.
Orville. He'll be awful mad.
Oh, yes.
Well,
when?
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Mr. Afternoon.
A goodbye, Mrs.
Goodbye, Mrs.
Volcano. And Phantom.
Goodbye.
Oh, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Put some papers down on the floor.
Yes, sir.
Papers?
Blood is too hard to get out of the rug.
Oh. Is Orville going to murder them?
Oh, no.
Are they going to murder each other?
Oh, no.
They did, too. Oh, no. For heaven's sake, they committed suicide, didn't they?
Of course.
Well, for goodness sake, now there isn't any Venetian blind man at all, is there?
Somebody at the door, Miss Tregethatt.
I'll get it.
Of course.
They didn't get any on the rug after all, Mr. Afternoon.
I always say it pays to be tidy.
Yes, sir?
Hello, Mr. Afternoon.
Hello, Orville.
Well, for heaven's sake, Orville.
Why, Orville, Venetian, Miss Tregethatt.
Why, yes, Miss Tregethatt. My great-grandfather was Thomas Salvo Venetian, inventor of the Venetian blind. Why, what's the matter, Miss Tregethatt?
Orville, Miss Tregethatt is in love. Go away, Orville.
Well,
what is that?
The Venetian blinds fell down, darling.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Afternoon. I'll fix them. After all, I'm the Venetian blind man, ain't I?
Isn't. Excuse me, Mr. Afternoon. Oh, no, you're not, Orville. Will you kiss me again, please, Mr. Afternoon?
The title of today's Quiet Please story is The Venetian Blind Man. It was written and directed by Willis Cooper. And Mr. Afternoon, the man who talked to you, was Ernest Chappell. And Dean McBride was again the charming and beautiful Miss Tregethatt. Samson was played by Carl Eastman. Volcano by James Monk. Orville was J. Pat O'Malley. Music for Quiet Please is obviously by Albert Berman. Now for a word about next week, our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
Before I tell you about next week's story, may I remind you that next Sunday only, Quiet Please will be heard at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 2 hours earlier than usual. I hope you'll listen to the story I have for you about the big strike.